Aloha, this is Catherine Cruz, and you are back with The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. How do we spell relief? It is being able to bid aloha to Hurricane Douglas and mahalo for sparing us. We check in on the stand down here in Honolulu. We talked to Hiro Toya, the city's emergency management director, this morning.
For Hurricane Douglas, the warning was canceled as of 11 p.m. last night for Oahu, and the storm stayed about 35 miles to the north of Oahu, which apparently was the closest storm we've actually ever had in recorded history. The one closest to us before that was Hurricane Dot back in 1959. So looks like we had a close call, but escaped without any significant damage to Oahu.
Have we been able to reassess our preparedness? What are the areas that we need to work on for the next one?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we think about after every, even during events, is what can we do better the next time around? So absolutely a lot of lessons learned that we need to address, particularly around sheltering and how can we best support the population. And we actually had a lot of great positive things come out of this. We worked with additional support providers for homeless people where we were able to provide additional staffing to the shelter. So that was a great positive, but you know, we do have some geographic areas that aren't as well covered, and we want to make sure we do the best we can to have adequate shelter for all of the island.
You know, we saw the storm move quickly.
Yeah, this was a very fast-moving storm, and you know, we do track the storm and start having conversations with the Weather Service as it forms in the eastern Pacific and heads towards us. But this was definitely a fast-moving storm, and we have the additional complication because of COVID. So we were really pressed with this one in trying to prepare for the storm and to consider the mitigation for COVID at the same time.
What was the feedback on the convention center?
You know, we had some challenges in getting it going, but just amazing staff from the convention center and all the partners that were involved. There's a lot of success stories there, but also a lot of lessons learned. So this is the first time that we used the convention center as a shelter. So definitely lots of lessons learned, and we'll be regrouping with the partners to make sure we make any improvements for the future. So the briefing this morning really focused on the current weather updates, and of course it starts with the Central Pacific Hurricane Center giving us an update on the forecast. All the warnings have been canceled. This is only the first steps. Today's briefing was really the very first step in going towards our after action process.
Because the storm was more of a threat to the windward and northern communities, you know, there was always the concern about the coastal communities and the flooding that we see in that area. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, with hurricanes, we always talk about the triple threat, and that's the wind, rain, and surge and surf. And with the track of the storm, we had some potential for significant impacts to the windward side of Oahu. And we made the decision to publish a map that indicated potential inundation areas from storm surge. And what we wanted to do was make sure we communicated clearly to that community that there is a threat here. Now, that storm surge map that we published only accounts for one of the hazards. And with the significant potential for rain that we had, as we get the freshwater rainfall coming down the streams and the ocean coming in at the same time, create the situation where it's compound flooding, and the impacts for that we can't really forecast. So we wanted to aggressively communicate that, and that was the reason why we published the storm surge map with guidance from the Central Pacific Hurricane Center. Right now for the Hawaiian Island, the Weather Service is not able to do a real-time modeling for a storm surge, unlike they are able to do or the Atlantic and the Gulf Coast. So we do have some limitations in what's available to us from the Weather Service, but they did provide us with great guidance and models that are not specific to the hurricane, but also are approximations of that hurricane based on the size, the forward speed, and the direction. So we're going to continue to refine our messaging to the vulnerable communities. The windward side is, of course, has significant vulnerabilities because of Kamehameha Highway being essentially the only way in and out. And so the impact is that we could also end up with isolated communities. So definitely a lot of issues that we need to address, not only in terms of communicating with the public, but our preparedness for response to that area.
I found the surge map to be really helpful because I have relatives that live on that side. But what stands in the way of us getting real-time maps?
From my understanding, National Weather Service has been working on that, but storm surge modeling for islands is really challenging. I'm not entirely clear on all the technical limitations, but they have been working on it, and we've been discussing this issue with the National Weather Service for some time now. So we're really hoping to get some additional real-time forecasting available to us sometime in the near future.
So how long had you worked on this before you folks rolled it out?
It's actually been at least a year that we've been working on the strategies for deploying this. What's available right now to online is storm surge model for the Hawaiian Islands from the National Weather Service that is essentially a composite of every possible hurricane scenario and a number of different directions accounted for in this model. So that would include a storm that's all the possible tracks of storms approaching from the south, from the east, from the north. And so what's available right now is this composite scenario that no single storm would ever produce. And it's actually an over-representation of the hazard that any single storm can present for our community. So, for instance, for Douglas, if we were to use that model, it would have shown inundation on the south shore as well as on the west side. So that would have been problematic for us. It would have been an inaccurate communication to the public. So we really have to be careful in how we craft this mapping product and working closely with the National Weather Service. And of course, it's really we got to make sure we're communicating an accurate representation of the model. So it's also challenging for an emergency management agency to issue weather products instead of the National Weather Service doing it. So there's a number of technical and policy issues related to publishing such maps. So we were glad to have great guidance from the National Weather Service, as well as technical assistance from our Department of Planning and Permitting. Their Geographic Information System, or GIS experts, were able to really produce some solid products for us.
Just another tool in the toolbox.
Exactly.
And do they have that available for the neighbor islands, too? Do you know?
Actually, I do not know. Okay. I know there was some discussion of the neighbor islands doing that as well, but I'm not sure at this point.
That was Hiro Toya of the city's Emergency Management Agency. And we also checked in with Maui Mayor Mike Victorino earlier today.
We always have a debriefing after a major event has occurred. And so we will be doing that probably on Wednesday or Thursday of this week to give everybody time to assess, to make the necessary reports not only to FEMA but other agencies throughout the county and state. And so there's a number of things and steps we are taking at this point. But we will debrief. We will look at everything and how we can improve on it. I think things went well overall. And yes, the storm missed us, but barely. And the high surf and some of the rain, torrential rains and heavy winds that did hit the islands, luckily did not cause much damage at all, to the, at least my initial reports this morning. But we have everyone out there today assessing what happened, if there's any major damage. And so all our parks, our other recreational facilities, many of our landfill were closed today just for assessment purposes and reestablishing so that tomorrow everybody can go in and be safe and healthy.
And, you know, I was glued to the TV for most of the day because, you know, we were watching and we worried for Mayor Kim there on the Big Island. There is always so much uncertainty with these storms.
Absolutely. And I'm very grateful for that coverage because, again, no offense to anyone, usually it's centric to Oahu and everything's Oahu. And some these kinds of storms, let's be honest, they're statewide. And any one island or any one county can be devastated and the other counties be spared. This time we were all spared. So I'm very, very grateful. And I pray each and every time these events start coming through that the good Lord will bless us and keep us safe and keep us from having major property damage. It hasn't happened every time, but in most cases they have blessed us. And so, and the people, I got to admit, our people were really excellent in the sense of adhering to the warnings. When the warning siren went off at 8:30, pretty much our roads became almost deserted. Very, very few cars on the road going anywhere. People really did hunker down. And I'm so thankful for that because that also helped our emergency responders and others move about that needed to move equipment or needed to get somewhere for another emergency, yeah? So it was really a wonderful experience, something I'd rather not see again, to be perfectly honest. I would prefer not getting ready for another hurricane, but knowing that it will happen in the future, we are much better off. And again, we, like I said, we have debriefings and we'll make some changes and make some corrections so that we will do a better job if and when the next time comes along.
And I don't know what your staffing was like at any of your shelters. There is a concern just because of the COVID times and you know, a lot of our volunteers are more in the senior set.
We had a similar challenge, I think all the counties had, that opened up shelters. You know, Big Island didn't have to, so thank God for that. But we had to, and we opened ours 7 p.m. on Saturday night. I actually opened it up a little bit earlier, because the tracking and some of the initial reports were saying we were going to start catching some of the outer bands and some of the heavy winds early Sunday morning. And I didn't want people in the dark trying to leave their properties to go get shelter, yeah? So I decided to open it up at 7. And we had enough social distancing. We had a few quarantine people that self-quarantine people that came. We had them in an isolated area. We had a plan, and the plan worked out. Now, when it came to volunteers, yeah, they were sparse. There weren't as many as we've had in the past. We augmented that with some of our county employees. I want to thank them for putting themselves out and helping us in this area. It costed us some overtime, but you know what? It was worth it. For the people's safety and well-being, it's worth it. And so, really, we had no real super shortages, but we could have used some more help. And we put the call out, and again, I know Honolulu and you folks have put the call out for volunteers throughout the state, especially some younger volunteers, if we can find some younger volunteers.
Yeah, Hanaho for that. You know, I have to say, the speed at which this storm was barreling toward us, I have been in storms where the speed has been in the single digits, and the typhoons have just sat and just pummeled the island, you know, where I grew up. And that's scary. So at first I thought, oh gosh, I've got plenty of time. And then it was like, no, I don't. This storm is moving faster than I thought.
It averaged something, I think, like 13 miles to 14 miles an hour throughout the course. I mean, sometimes it went up to 16, 18 miles an hour. Sometimes I think it dropped down to like 12, 11 miles per hour. But it was a fast-moving storm, which may have contributed to it pushing north quicker than maybe like a Lane and Azelle and all those that kind of sat when they came close to land. They didn't hit landfall, but they sat in their area. And so that's why torrential rains and some heavy winds caused damage on the Big Island and other islands, yeah, Oahu in particular. So this was a fast-moving storm. We were very happy in that respect. But you're right, we didn't have a lot of time to think about things and get ready. I mean, it's like it's going to hit maybe between here and here, and it's Friday afternoon. People were scrambling, even here in Maui County. But it worked out well, and we're thankful again. And I hope no hurricane comes for the rest of the season, but you and I both know it'll probably – we'll probably have another alert or two, and it is just the way we are in these day and age of not only COVID-19, but other major storm events.
Right, but that's okay. We'll learn from this and be more prepared the next time another one
absolutely,
comes around.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I just want, again, to thank the Hawaii Broadcasting System, all the public broadcasting system, I should say, and all of the news media, print, radio, television, social media, especially social media that puts out accurate information. The real challenge I have with social media is a lot of times they put inaccurate, or people put opinions and not facts, and that throws others off, yeah? And so that makes it very difficult. And you being from Guam know about hurricanes and cyclones and typhoons and all of these. You know, here in Maui, we've been blessed. You know, we haven't had a major hit since Iniki, but that doesn't mean it's not coming soon. So everyone, stay tuned, stay prepared, and thank the good Lord for everything we get, the blessings we have. We have a beautiful sunrise this morning, the sun shining. You know, never thought there was a storm passing yesterday, if you look this morning. We're so blessed. We are so blessed. To all the people of the state of Hawaii, mahalo for your efforts. To those in Maui County, keep up the good work, and let's work on COVID-19. We were doing so well, and the last 2 weeks we've gotten a little crazy, and our numbers have jumped exponentially, and we're working on it. We're working on it.
That was Maui Mayor Mike Vicarino assessing our response to Hurricane Douglas.